like a closet except it's a piece of furniture.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a wardrobe?
Yeah.
Meaning that?
Yeah.
How about a clothes press?
What?
Clothes press.
No.
Okay. What do you call the little room off the kitchen that you keep canned? Some people have these. You keep cans of food in.
Or storage room.
Okay. Or you might keep dishes or something in it.
Storage room. We use cabinets.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What do you call a bunch of old worthless things that you're about to throw away? Just the whole collection of stuff.
Junk.
Okay. What do you call a room? If you have an extra room in your house that you just keep all that junk in that you don't want to throw.
Storage room.
All right. Have you ever heard of a plunder room?
A what?
Plunder room.
That's more English, ain't it? English.
I've heard it in Alabama. Okay, you're going to have to talk a little louder, okay? So am I guess. Is this light going on? Hello? Okay. I think you and I are both going to have to talk louder.
I'll get close to the mic, I think, in here.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. If the broom is in the corner and the door is open, where would you say the broom is compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay, great. Alright. What would you say if your mother had the broom and she was sweeping up? What's she doing in general?
Sweeping.
Alright, but if she's sweeping and dusting and...
Cleaning.
Okay. What might you call the place where a bachelor would take his shirts to be done if he didn't have his own washing machine?
Laundry.
Alright. What do you call... Well, how do you get... If you're in a two-story house, how do you get from the first floor to the second floor?
Go up steps.
Okay. Would you have a different word for steps if they were outside?
Stairs.
Okay. Now then, you were talking about your front porch and your back porch before. Can you think of any other words for porch? Like, would it be different if it had a roof on it or if it didn't have a roof on it?
Well, if it didn't have one, it'd be a patio.
Okay.
Maybe.
Or if it was real small, would you have a different name? Alright, how about one? Sometimes you see these in the old southern mansions. They go around the whole house and they have columns in front.
Balcony.
Yeah, but would you call it that if it were on the ground floor?
No.
That would just be...
Walkway.
Okay.
Kind of nice.
Alright, then could you have a porch on more than one floor?
Yeah.
And would you call it a porch on all the different floors?
Oh, no, now you're confusing me. No?
Okay.
If it was on the second floor, I'd call it a balcony.
Right, okay. That's what I want to know. Alright, if the door is open, and you want somebody to close it, you would say, will you please...
Close the door.
All right. Is there another way to say that?
Shut the door.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other? If you don't have a brick house, you might have a house with this boards on it. Sometimes people put those up to protect the house against the bad weather.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea.
If you were, if you had a car, and you might say, well, every day I take my car and I...
Drive it.
Uh-huh. Okay. You might say, well, yesterday I went to the store and I took my car and I...
Drove it.
All right. And then you also might say, ever since I've got my license, I have...
Driven.
Okay, great. What do you call the part over the top of the house?
Roof.
And do you have a name for the little things around the outside, at the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutter.
All right. Wait, what do you call the little building out back that you might keep wood in or something?
Woodhouse.